Blog Talk Radio.
I can be heard. We are live. We are right here on the Inner Peace Lighthouse frequency. And welcome to the second installment of Sundays and Sade. Last week it was I Will Be Your Friend. This week, paradise. Oh, sweet paradise. And interestingly enough, yesterday was her 62nd solar return. So, yes, happy Earth Day to one of the greatest to ever do it. You have a dedication of every week on this station for a reason. So, it's so appropriate. It's Capricorn season still, y'all. We've got, like, what, a few days left. The sun goes into Aquarius on the 19th, and today is the 17th. So, yeah, we have a couple of days left this week. And our week ahead, the Wednesday word goes into all the depth and detail you'll need to be ready, ready for whatever the energy of the coming week brings, especially since we already kind of know that we're having to deal with the devil, especially and first and foremost, the devil within. So, yeah, by all means, click on the most recent episode and catch up to the week we're about to embark upon. It includes the Taurus quarter moon. And so I will definitely be mentioning to the lucky, blissed, truly blissed recipients of the free reads today, definitely incorporating the wisdom through that filter, through the filter of this Taurus energy that's coming along to square the current Aquarius sun, okay? Or not the current, but by the time the 20th gets here and January the 20th, there is a Taurus exactly sun square moon called a quarter moon, and it's in Taurus. So the moon in Taurus is going to be squaring the sun in Aquarius. And so, yeah, I've got a whole new perspective, y'all. And that it may literally just sound like, why did she make sure to say that so slowly, so deliberately? Y'all, I have a whole new awareness of the depths of these lunations, including these quarter moons. So quarter moons are all about turning corners, making necessary adjustments, challenges, and potentially energies or people squaring off with you or against you. And so just be willing to make some shifts as we enter into the coming week. Last week, I was talking a lot. I was channeling a lot of message more geared towards resting. I'm even looking at the bottom of the deck, this Four of Cups right now, and this guy is sitting. So you may be interested to know that in the coming week, we're going to be turning corners. We're going to be meeting challenges head on. We're going to be in our good old Taurus, quarter moon Taurus, bound and determined toward our goals. It's new moon in Capricorn season, and hopefully, you know, you've emptied out. Now the moon is waxing, and the energy is building and intensifying once again. What are you waxing towards? What are you building towards? Because if you don't have an answer to that question, this Taurus energy this week is going to manifest as stubbornness, just willful, just pure willfulness. A rebel with no cause whatsoever. The sun is in Aquarius. That's the rebel right there. And then the bull, you're going to be bound and determined with no cause. So that's going to eliminate a lot. I want all of my fixed signs. Taurus isn't the only one. Additionally, there's Leo. You're experiencing this week through your critical. See, I'm mentioning this now because when people start calling in, and it's a Taurus, and it's a Leo, and it's a Scorpio, another fixed sign, and it's an Aquarius. I just mentioned the sun's there, squaring off with the moon in Taurus. So all the fixed signs are being activated, and y'all know when people get activated, they call up and we chat, and I get to typically deliver them delightful news and that they're being activated for a divine purpose and a reason at this time. So without further ado, let me make sure my cards are ready. I am going to take our first caller. Oh, I still, even though it's a free read episode, I want to honor, revere, remember, recognize. We got the reward and recognition card this past week, so for the week ahead. So I definitely want to start out recognizing our divine righteous ancestors, our higher selves, for without whom we would not be here. And special shout out to Brother Antu of Hip Hop Astrology TV on YouTube and Minister Ju, the Imagination Guru on YouTube as well. All right. I see you calling from the 405. I sure appreciate you checking in today. Peace. You're live and on the air with Mama Dada, your world healer. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today? That's my Shante. I know it.
Hey. How are you?
Hey.
So listen.
How are you?
Oh, girl, baby, listen now. I'm beautiful right now because you have just.
Praise God.
I don't pick up my phone a lot, and then someone's like, "Nah, something got to be. Something's going on. I need to know." As if I'm researching, but I need to be told. I like to be told as well. And then you posted your thing, and of course, you know, I'm following, so I'm getting your notifications. And I'm like,
exactly.
Yes,
exactly. That's the whole point.
So I'm laughing. And first thing, I'm a Taurus, May 2nd, Taurus 1.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So I'm already feeling what you just said about, you know, fixed signs and you just the challenges that are coming up, and basically I need to be prepared to start navigating.
Yeah.
They've already come up. So I'm like, oh, okay. You just gave me a whole new perspective. So, yeah, what is...
You in that thing. You in it. I brought up Taurus first. Go ahead. What'd you say?
I said, and then Sade, I got pregnant to Sade, right? I was pregnant with twins. So you just played my song. Paradise is my song. My kids in here vibing in because they know we love us from Sade. Her birthday was yesterday. It came up on my, you know, the old stuff that last year, years before, whatever, memories. And I posted all her pictures, all the songs, and it just brought back memories listening to that. Listen, because my babies decided not to come this round, so they turned back around. But I heard that song, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I keep seeing three. They would have been three this year. So that popped up, and I'm like, I know you got something for me good, something delicious. I'm ready.
You are standing up in this power that is just I mean, obviously, like I wasn't even ready for what you were about to just say. And I love exactly how you said everything that you just said. And you mentioned three, and three is a God number. And I just appreciate you and your energy. I know Shante gonna call one of these episodes, one of these broadcasts. I know she's gonna call. And what's so divine? I've been doing the Wednesday words late at night for whatever reason. It's better. It's not for people to call in anyway, and so it's just quiet and chill. I don't know. It's just so perfect that you called today. I have been wanting to hear from you, and I see you, of course, online. Thank you so much for just the love on even Facebook. Just it all adds up energetically, and I appreciate it. I appreciate that. Like I appreciate that. That when you click it, and it's like instead of like, it's like love. You know, I appreciate that. Like I appreciate a PayPal donation. I'm here to tell you.
Yes, ma'am. I say,
yay! I love that. Say it again.
I said, we're here now. Yes.
We are here. You are representing for the Tauruses, which this powerful week ahead of the Taurus quarter moon really is already through you showing us the gravity of just the Knight of Wands came out for you and the Justice card. And when I see the Justice card, I see that ace of swords, that one sword she's got, first house. Taurus is experiencing this upcoming Taurus quarter moon week through your first house, your house, the Taurus house, the house of self, the house of I.
Ooh.
And when you come through, and I told you just a few seconds ago, like I'm feeling your power, like you're coming through, like your energy is coming through like gangbusters. And even with these cards, the Knight of Wands, I feel that, any knight is already on fire. But you're coming through as the Knight of Fire, the fire of fire. I certainly feel your power and your intensity. I am admonish and encourage you. Let me see what anything else going to come out in these other decks. But I certainly want to encourage you in the week ahead. Any shifts, any corners, I always want to say quarter because it's a quarter moon, but any corners that you're feeling compelled to turn, shifts, adjustments, that what other people would shudder at the thought of being confronted with a decision to make a particular adjustment. Like me, it was impression upon me to do a particular kind of fast in the coming week ahead. You know, stuff like that. Most people would be like, psh, I ain't gonna not eat my burgers and fries and chicken wings and no, I'm not laying off of that just to do like a juice detox. No, that would make some people shudder in their boots. Whatever you're being led to in that direction, I encourage you to do it. Yeah, throat chakra in the psychic tarot deck and the chariot card. So whatever you write down, whatever you affirm and say, whatever you decide, that's why you got the Justice card with this ace and with this throat chakra. It's like whatever you say, whatever you write, whatever you decide, whatever you determine, chariot card is taking off. It's going straight to the top. Ain't no stopping you. You in all your power this week, Knight of Wands, and with the Sword of Justice in your hand, get your karma, get what you deserve. See it, say it, and call me back and let me just share the great news. Temptations at the bottom of the deck. Go ahead, say it. Say it again.
I said yes.
I just thought I'd mention it. Yeah, I thought I'd mention it just because you know I gotta tell the whole story. And with that, that energy's been coming up anyway. Temptations, the devil card. Luckily for you, I've been talking about it. I'm doing part two this week, so stay tuned to the Wednesday word. And because I'm busting the whole thing down, the devil is nothing but our shadow selves, and the best way to blast through that, you riding on the chariot, you getting it how you live. So the only thing with this devil is make sure you staying on the highest vibration. If you're feeling like you need to overly do something, drink, overly do something, smoke, overly do something, overindulge in just mindless entertainment, just fuckery and fuck shit, like whatever. just raise the vibration. What we want, it wants us too, but we've got to match the vibration, and what we want probably isn't on the vibration of Real Housewives of Atlanta. I hope not. what we want is probably not on the vibration of, you know, just some mindless, for lack of a better word, fuckery. But it's a everyday tarot deck. At the bottom of the deck, you got the Queen of Cups. So obviously, you know, self-love is the key that conquers the devil in any temptation. If you're, and that's why I say the high vibrations, the Triumph card, the Cancer card, the Chariot card that's taking you higher this week anyway. Anything that could come along to tempt you is really just coming along to test how determined you are to continue to love yourself and see the best and the highest in yourself and those that are connected to you. Because the Triumph card is here to say, y'all all gonna win, and that y'all all gonna win because of you. So keep it up. And I got you. You make me feel like a homegirl or something, and I would tell what shit on them. You know, like Nikki. I'm not into all that, but just I don't know why they wanted to come out shit on them. I gotta say it, but yeah, that's what came up for you. I'm so glad I got the chat.
I know, so excited.
Hey, baby.
Let me tell everybody. Let's not forget to give into the pot. Give back.
Praise
into the pot.
The creator.
Put your PayPal information on the in the Facebook room. I still have your Cash App, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember Cash App or PayPal, but I'm about to send you something.
It was PayPal, but
your love offering.
You reminded me last time.
So people can.
Okay. You did say that last time.
In my head. Remind people.
I appreciate that. Okay.
Because that's what we're doing out here.
I will.
You
reminded me.
Currency, and this is you.
Yes.
Takes a lot.
That's what it's all about.
I know. Yes.
Tell them. Yeah, that's right. How are you coming along with yours?
Oh,
you still headed in a...
No. You know what? We're here now. No, we're here now. I just got a house finally. We started putting stuff in there. I did my cleansing. Spirit took, not spirit, yeah, the ancestors, whoever. I don't know which one did it, but.
All of them.
Yeah, everybody. The higher beings, higher self, lower self, we was in there. But they took one of my kids that was living with me. She's no longer with me, but she wasn't supposed to go. It's just been real quiet and calmer because, you know, when you hit that 16 age, you're at your crossroads now, your first one. And I can only give so much assistance. And after that, it's like, damn, you weren't very appreciative of what I was doing for you, so they took me away. So let's give her a nice prayer and send up some love for her as she starts her journey on her own.
Okay. Praise God. I just dawned on me that it's just the way you had put it earlier. I had never heard it put that way, and it instead of it invoking like pity or feeling sorry for someone who would normally say it in such a different way, it invokes love and appreciation. And so I feel that as well for this this other child that you're describing now, and I just that's why you triumphing and taking off even over the devil, because it's really manifesting itself. Just to even speak up the throat chakra for you, even just to speak on it the way the sword in the hand of this justice lady holding the scales. So you're doing something right. I don't know.
Fish, when them cards came, you're when doing... you said the justice card, I was like, oh, I feel you.
Anything legally going on is going to go in your favor. You just know that. Yeah.
I ain't got nothing. Hopefully, not that I don't know of, but let it be taken care of in the dark.
That's what's going on. Yes. That's why we've been getting these messages about the swords. We had gotten the week before this last one, the upside down Queen of Swords, the Four of Swords, and the King of Swords, and it was just this overwhelming message of for everybody, every sign of just allowing things to play out. Even in the face, like with you at the bottom of the deck, with this temptation, with the devil, with obsessions, with addictions, especially fear. Fear is the worst addiction. Oh, ain't it in the midst? Yeah, I'm telling you. But that's why I'm doing this series on the death of the devil, because we're putting an end to fear, because now we know what to do with it when it comes. And so I definitely encourage you to continue to stay connected. Obviously, we in that thing. We in the same soul tribe, clearly, and I just appreciate you. And I pray that everything that concerns you is perfected to the highest degree and vibration possible. I'm in your corner. I'm rooting for you. And keep the testimonies and the praise reports coming, because that's one all by itself about you being in your new home. So, yeah. Man, you got a support team over here.
Well, gratitude. Oh, my gosh. I say
up,
I love you.
Gratitude to you as well. Likewise. And I'm looking forward to the next time. I have been missing you. And I was like, nope. She's going to call up in divine timing, and here you go. So, yeah, I know the next time will be divine as well, Goddess. I say much gratitude and thanks to you and spirit.
I have to send you your payment. I got to feed these kids,
okay.
But thank you for taking your time.
Give
me one here.
Babies, you know. You're welcome, Shante. Talk to you next time. Peace.
Yes, ma'am. Peace.
Y'all finna do it again this week. Last week was so incredible. Got to do this for the first time. And we talked to Jeanette, Stacey, Ann, Khalil, Kara, and Catherine. And this week, that was that call. I was waiting. we got some riders that come through here, y'all. Hadassah comes through. We got a few of them, y'all, and don't take it to heart if I'm not calling your name right now, but y'all are just pulling at my heartstrings and stirring up just how this all started years ago. I'm still living my dream. I'm still in it to an even greater degree, and I'm looking to kick it up a notch even more so in 2021. One thing I've been learning in my research of this devil energy is that certainly is a characteristic that I have found of devil energy, is that it doesn't grow. It's dead. It has no hope for the future. It's not funny, but, you know, it's real. And so that's a surefire way to know that you're headed in a beautiful direction, paradise, like our song is today, and the beautiful confirmations from Shante regarding, you know, this frequency that you have connected with me on. I mean, she literally just mentioned to us that one of her children was conceived to Sade, so, and yesterday was Sade's birthday. Like, everything, divine timing is real, y'all. And so staying connected to this frequency, you know that that's what we're tapped into over here. Why don't I check in and just make sure. Okay. Well, what I'll do is I want to really clear these cards, y'all. And if I play a little clip from the song from last week, then I can really clear these energies. I just feel a led to do it, so I'm going with it. And y'all get another Sade, an extra Sade treat this week while I get it done. I will be right back. Thank you.
love. It seems like maybe you're able to hear me, but I'm not able to hear you. Nor is your show playing either. Maybe I'll try calling back. Yeah, it's the same thing. No sound.
Just kidding, everybody. You can hear me now,
there
right?
You are. Yes, can you hear me?
I can. This is hilarious. When I played the music clip, I muted my phone. And when I came back, clearly I had not unmuted it. You are such a blessing today. Thank you for helping me out. What's your name?
You know what's funny? My name is Dionysus, and I actually used to have a blog talk show. I'm not promoting myself or anything, but I used to have a show, and I used to experience the same difficulties.
Fine.
So no worries. No worries.
You are my earth angel today. What's your sign?
Oh, you know,
I'm
I have the moon in Pisces immediately, so.
Ooh. Wow, lucky you. I love Pisces and Pisces loves me. What's your sun sign, though?
You would
if you don't
believe.
Mind sharing.
I don't mind. It's a Gemini, unfortunately.
I knew it. The only reason I say that is because it tends to happen when I meet Geminis, namely Gemini men, that they tend to hesitate to tell me their sign, or they'll do like a guessing game kind of thing as if they don't want to tell me their sign. And I'm just like, and I guess as a Sag, I just don't get it. And I can see why you would lead with your moon sign, because I absolutely adore Pisces, but I love my Geminis too. Yeah, I have Gemini rising. And so I appreciate you guys from a wholly different perspective and perhaps even a more significant one, because as a Gemini rising, Mercury rules my entire chart. So
exactly.
Do you know your rising sign? Well,
yes, that's precisely what I was going to say. I was going to say I typically lead with my moon sign only because I have a Cancer ascendant, and so the moon rules my entire chart. So, you know.
Yep. Got you. I love it. I love water. Y'all just make me feel at home. So I'm happy to talk to you today.
Well, I don't want to take over the show. How about this? How about you just ease into your show the way you intend it to? And then whenever you get the pause, you just bring me on, because I don't want to
do
that.
You're a perfect time. No, you have perfect timing. Because we just got to talking to Shantae, the Taurus, the star of the show. No, I'm the star of the show. No, we just got off the line, just freed. You're
awesome.
Amazing. It takes amazing to recognize amazing. So you
I'm
know you're in just
what's
divine
your name?
Timing.
Tell me about you. I need to know about you. I want to look into your work. You know.
Well, I am your world healer, also known as Mama Dada. Mama Dada astrology has been around for a handful of years now, and it just started out as my interest in having a terminology, language, and explanation for a lot of things that unfortunately when I tried to learn them in the context of religion, I didn't get any answers, really.
Mm-hmm.
I got no answer.
Yeah.
That was the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that put me on the path. That put me on a path to really start to, but they say if you're, when you begin to learn or seek, that's when the teacher appears, and that's pretty much what happened. It took on a life of its own. It's continuing to snowball, and some people have even referenced it as rupturing, you know, this industry, this, obviously I don't do it for money, but I do it because it's my, I know, I'm not one of those people walking around talking about what's my purpose, what's my calling, why am I here? No tea, no shade to anyone who is, because once again, as you become that person, that's when the teacher shows up to teach you. So you'll learn and know, like I now have learned and know, I am here as your world healer. I am, you know, this mama energy. It's all over my chart. This grandma, I'm destined to be big mama. That's in my future. I'm your next big mama.
You're so funny. Oh, my God.
So
you know,
me.
You're needed right now.
Sad.
That's what I need to tell you.
Aww,
let me tell you this. You are needed. And I have a feeling, I get
okay.
the sense something is trying to channel through me. And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not a quackadoodle
or
anything.
You're not freaking
but,
me out.
But I sense that you are needed currently. I get the feeling that you, well, obviously you're authentic, you're genuine, you know. And they're not compliments
mm-hmm.
per se, it's just what I feel is the truth. And then on top of that, this work that you're doing, the way that you truly heal others is healing you. And then second,
mm-hmm.
or third, or a hundredth,
absolutely.
You know, with us Geminis, with the 100th point, let's just get to the 100th point I would make,
hey,
is that I really sense that currently, you know, right now, race is a big deal, you know. It's at the forefront of a lot of people's mind right now due to the political climate. And
mm-hmm.
I just feel, and I do actually have an African-American background, if you can't tell by the way I speak. But
mm-hmm.
I feel like I would suspect that you are as well. And because
mm-hmm.
of that, it is so important to hear your voice. Your the particular timbre of your voice, you know. So
I love
it. Thank you.
I love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being a Gemini. Because see, I'm not an actual sunshine Gemini. I just play one on TV. No, with that Gemini ascendant of mine, I will fool people. If you had them guess my sign, they would like, they especially because I'm on the air and everything like that. Oh, you're a Gemini. And it's like, no, I'm really
you
not.
You seem
and
like a Gemini.
I'm so thankful. And that,
but
see,
I don't really vibe
that,
with Gemini.
Yeah, I could see why you wouldn't. I could see why you wouldn't just with all this more predominant water that is
yes,
drowning
yes.
out. I didn't even think, and I still wouldn't think that. You come, I'm picking up your Gemini vibe, but you're so
yeah,
lucky.
I'm silly and humorous and fun, and I talk a lot, but when it comes down to my emotional sensibilities, like I just, maybe it's just the men, I just vibe with female individuals more in general, but and female Gemini specifically, but men, male Geminis, I don't mean to be biased, but I do not vibe with it. They give us a bad name, most of them.
I totally
the lying,
understand
the manipulation,
you saying that.
The cheating, the
I
double
totally
lies.
Understand.
I
yep.
don't do that. Mm-mm. Well, I'm not going to take
so,
over the show, like I said. I want to, oh, go ahead.
But let me ask you something, because I would venture to say that it shows up in some form. What you'll find if you continue to kind of stay connected here is that I'm all about raising the vibration. I don't like to demonize anybody or anything. I'm sitting here and some cards came out with you, the Seven of Swords, and initially somebody would be like, oh, that's a liar. And it's so funny that you just said what you said, because I'm like, this is much like any other card. There's a higher vibration. This card doesn't have to mean a liar, and I'm not picking that up from you. Just like when I talk about my mom,
yeah.
I got my name and my game from a Scorpio, more water, just like Cancer and Pisces.
Your name and your game.
And when I hear,
I love that.
No, I'm telling you, when I hear people describe Scorpio before I ever knew what astrology and stuff was, I would always hear, oh, they're manipulative and they're sneaky and they're liars and they're con artists and they're controlling. And I was like, dang, why in my recollection of my mom, I don't remember anything like that. If she was being sneaky, she was being sneaky because she wanted us to surprise my dad, or, you know, she wanted us to be quiet about something because she was going to. And so I was just curious with you, especially because the Seven of Swords came up with you, how do you think that typical lying Gemini energy manifests in your life on a higher vibration, since you don't really resonate on all that lying and stuff?
Simple. You know, well, for one, I have a holistic view of everything that I conceive of in this universe.
Got you.
You know, and
there's
duality, dichotomy. So I simply conceive of it this way. When a Gemini, every zodiac sign, you know, has a higher and a lower, I guess, vibrational expression. And so
absolutely.
I find that when Geminis are in, you know, they're more, they resonate more with the lower vibration, then they tend to express those lower, you know, or more negative qualities of lying and what have you. When they're more positive, like me, I just tend to be a positive person. So for instance, let me just make it real simple. So like, let's say lying, for instance, that's one quality that I noticed, that lower quality. The positive version of that in my case would be using it to effectively communicate with any type of individual. And therefore I will change the way that I speak. So if I'm in the hood, I will adapt and I will take the language that I need to take and absorb in the slang to be able to effectively communicate with those with the individuals in that environment. And so it's not lying, you know, to someone else who knows me.
No, I know
like,
exactly what you mean.
You're pretending to be hood. You're lying. You're like, you're being fake.
Right.
No, I'm just speaking the language of the people as my higher purpose dictates. So, you know, that's how I use
last
it.
Last question. I don't want to keep you, but you sparked another question.
No, I
want to
stay, but I don't want to take over. I don't want to be, you know, I want to stay. I'm here, but I just feel bad for taking your time.
Well, the way it ended up working out last week, we got to about six callers, and everybody, it was all in divine timing, and everything happened in divine time. And right with that last caller, I had like 4 minutes left and just enough time to go out with the Sade song. So, no, yeah, if you – okay,
oh,
perfect.
Oh, your show is ended? Is your show over?
No. No, 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 no. But
oh, you're
I was
talking
referring
about
to last
the last
week
show. I see.
And
I
what
see.
Happened, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, no, you're fine. What I was going to ask was, so – because, okay, you can adapt, which is so Gemini, so mutable. Of course, Sagittarius, Virgo, and Pisces can relate. So you're double mutable with your Gemini-Pisces thing going on. So you're even more so. It's instinctual for you to be. You don't even have to work at it. So, no, when someone would look at you, they may think Seven of Swords, but it's like, no, I'm just being me. I love what you said, and I want to add to that. That to me, when you raise the vibration of the lying energy, that it can manifest also, in addition to what you said, as creativity, creative genius, creative intellect, intellectual prowess. Everyone who's a genius and intellectually astute and can run circles around you on their off day in their sleep is not necessarily out to get you.
Yep.
And so that spawned the question of when you are in these different settings and whatever means, methodologies, and mechanisms that you are instinctually and intelligently able to maneuver and communicate with them, what are you communicating? What is your purpose? What are you here as a Gemini to communicate in these different settings? I mean, you're here now, and we feel it. We feel the love. What's that?
It's
what
the same message. Love, acceptance, unconditional acceptance. And I will add a little context. Both my sun and my Mercury, they're both in Gemini, and they're in the 12th house. And so I feel like that's the, if I had to, you know, I like to think of the houses as if they're actual places. So the 12th house is where we go to pray, where we go to meet our higher power. And so
you better come on.
That's where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? So that's always a message, whether I'm speaking articulately, whether I'm using slang in the hood, whether I'm in my Spanish neighborhood in New York speaking Spanish, no matter whatever it is, you know, wherever I am, it's the same message.
Comprende? Man, I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that because right next to this Seven of Swords came out the King of Cups. And whenever the King of Cups comes out, of course, I'm thinking high vibrationally, so I just feel like I'm getting a big hug from the universe.
Oh.
And that, from the inception of you coming on the line today, even when there was the snafu earlier with the sound, your energy, it felt like I could feel your water. And here you are showing up as the King of Water. So I definitely want to encourage you. The two additional psychic tarot cards that showed up is the Eight of Wands, Accelerated Motion, and the Fool card, New Beginning. So
this is your year.
This is our year. This year is ruled by Mercury, and so is Gemini. And so with the 12th house influence that you have, especially with this chariot at the bottom of the deck, with the Eight of Pentacles, Eight of Earth, Money, Honey, whatever you're focused on, another eight, a.k.a. abundance, whatever you are focused on, especially any new beginnings or something that's being renewed or reactivated or rejuvenated, whatever you're focusing on, and not just focusing, but in addition to your focusing, you showed up as the King of Water. You showed up here more with this Strength card at the bottom of the deck, even further beyond the Eight of Pentacles. Whatever you're not only focused on, but it's this idea I mentioned to Shantae. I'm starting a fast in the coming week and everything like that. But this Strength card makes me think of something that you would perhaps hold back, especially because you're so spiritual. You get this concept. You get the concept of restricting something in one area in order to see a different energetic result play out. I wonder what will happen if I don't eat sugar for the next week. I wonder how that will impact my energy. I wonder what will happen if I don't watch porn for the next week, or, you know, fill in the blank on whatever it could be.
Well, that's funny because I don't do any of those things. But
I would only imagine with you all floating in the club, your energy's all, I feel the air, and there are other air energies, even especially like we've already discussed, Gemini, even other Geminis, that their energy tends toward aggressive and abrasive and aloof or elusive and conning and kind of trickery. And so once again, obviously I'm preaching to the choir. I'm not used to talking to people so much, but I've been praying for it. And this Aquarius energy denotes it, because Aquarius talks about like-minded individuals connecting.
Yes. I think
this is the year to find our tribe.
That's what I was going to say. I sense that you are my tribe. You're part of my tribe. You are, period.
Yes.
And that's
not
on racial terms, spiritual terms.
I know what you meant. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And to confirm that new beginning, the Fool, I wonder if I should let you, I don't know if you want to continue to tell me what you're seeing so that I can confirm that for you, because it's very powerful, that new beginning thing you said.
I had a feeling it would be, because the bottom of the deck in that deck says heartache and loss is the Three of Swords. So I figured there was something potent and powerful about it. I would love to hear it. Thank you for being willing to share.
Thank you. I'll simplify, because, you know, I can go on forever. But to simplify it, interestingly enough, you would never know that I've been crying all day. And, well, now that, you know, I have a Cancer rising moon in Pisces, maybe you do. But
right.
Maybe you would.
Good for cleansing.
But
great for cleansing.
I've been crying all day because I just was recently diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
Okay.
And yeah, it's no one really understands. I feel like a lot of people don't know about it. And, you know, I guess the point is, having been diagnosed with that disorder and not knowing it for 30 years, it's just given me this newfound purpose, sense of purpose, and a new message and a new audience to speak to and to speak on behalf of, because I've been blessed enough to be so high functioning that it's no one would ever know, and quote unquote high functioning. And so it confers me the ability to remember all these fancy words, and it I don't have much of the bad, the negative, or what they call comorbidities that come along with autism. Mm-hmm. And so I'm in a position to be a bridge for people who don't have neurological or mental conditions and people who are normal, because neither one can tell, you know, the difference with me. And I'm just here to just help pull us all together, bring us all together. So,
and you are doing just that. I learned a new word today. My Mercury rule chart is definitely a word nerd. So obviously I'm going to, later look that up and just, you've been, like I said, you're already being a bridge, because now it's inspired me to look into it. I call myself a prayer warrior, amongst other things. That's why I say I'm destined to be Big Mama, because I be sitting up praying for everybody anyway.
When you say that, I think of, every time I think of Martin Lawrence and that in that fat suit that he's wearing. And
he ruined it. He ruined Big Mama for everybody. Like, no, Big Mama is so much more beautiful and powerful than Martin Lawrence could have ever portrayed. Oh, gosh. But, but yeah, no, you're already doing that for me. Just your energy is a bridge, because I'm like, that's not good if I'm the most highest vibrational person I know. That's not good at all. Like, I need to be inspired towards. I need to be inspired towards more, and especially with the water energy that you deeper. I carry a lot of water energy along with my fire, sun, and moon, and my Gemini rising. I also hidden beneath my major three. I carry a lot of water energy, and that's why I say when I finally do connect with water, I can feel it. It feels completely different, and that's how I know I'm dealing with my tribe. And water is currency and frequency also, just like money. But somehow, some way in our current society, the money part is the only part that's glorified. And meanwhile, you've got a lot of sheep and robots and people who are like my auntie in my head, Iyanla Van Zant, says they're neck down dead. They're not connected to their feeling, their water at all. And all it does is leave them, drowning in their own despair, be it through alcohol, be it through all these things that I would imagine that you would say that you didn't, have this connection to, because higher vibrations just don't operate that way. We become the bridge from where we are or have been to where we're all going, where the collective is evolving into. So I'm just very happy to connect with you today, Dionysus. I love your name.
You.
I have
my birthday
in the
too.
Description. I love it. It was online, and it was India Ari, and she was doing a concert, and she said that one of the questions she gets in interviews that typically they ask her is India Ari your real name? And she says, yes, my parents actually gave me a really great name. So no, that, yeah, that's so cool. Good for you, because it's absolutely powerful. And I can't wait to look into the meaning of that. Do you, I'm sure you already know what your name
is. Okay. But I'll leave it for you to research, because I want to let other people get their chance.
Well,
I
want to
listen, though,
so
don't you take me off of here.
Okay. Just FYI, so you can research as well, so you'll know the energy of who you just got through speaking with for the first time. And I hope you stay connected. Like I said, check out my email and touch.
Oh, I'm going to go look you up, add you on everything. You don't even know.
Well, then I'll drop it in the email then.
Yeah.
And we'll, okay. you'll get to correspond with me with the name that my parents so beautifully and perfectly gave me.
Okay. Thank you so much. What do you want me to refer to you as?
Too.
Mama D or
Mama Dada, your
it?
World healer. Yeah, Mama Dada. That's you would
Mama
not
Dada.
Even believe that. I brought on my radio name from, I used to teach, I'm a teacher in real life too. And I, for a certain amount of time, I was teaching grade school children, and they actually called me Mama Dada. And so that's the name I used when I came on the air. Yeah, that is really me. That's
Mama,
one of my names now.
Wow.
God bless
well,
you,
I
Diane
thank you.
Houston.
I want other people to be blessed by you. You have a good day. And
okay.
Put me on mute so I can listen. Don't hang up on
I
me.
I will. Okay.
Okay.
I will.
Thank you.
Aw, you're welcome. Y'all said no Gemini ever. I have never in my days heard a Gemini hand over the mic. Between Gemini and Leo, I've never heard it done. It's never happened. This is the first, ladies and gentlemen, right here on this January the 17th. This is a powerful day and a powerful time. Like I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, we've got here in our coming week ahead on the 19th, we're 2 from the sun entering Aquarius, okay? So all of these fixed signs are about to get a solar by the sun activation. Taurus, Shantae helped us start off the entire broadcast today. Leo, I just mentioned Leo. Scorpio, a water sign, the fellow water sign to Pisces and Cancer. And Aquarius, all are getting activated by the sun, certainly within the next coming days. We're leading up to that ingress. Leading up to that, that also necessarily means we are wrapping up. If we're about to start Aquarius, that means we're wrapping up the sun's transit through Capricorn and all of the activated fellow cardinal signs to Capricorn, Aries, Cancer, Libra, okay, in addition to Capricorn. Capricorn energy is obviously still going to be quite heavy and active because of the new moon in Capricorn season and month that just got initiated here January the 12th, 13th, depending on your time zone. And it's going to last until we have the next new moon, which will be in Aquarius. So don't, even though the sun won't be transiting through Capricorn after the next couple of days, the Capricorn energy is still quite active and actually a trine, a sister sign by way of element, Earth, to Capricorn. This upcoming week of a Taurus quarter moon on the 20th is a fellow sister sign by element to the same Capricorn that the sun is in its final 2 days of, and that we are now, as of the 12th, 13th, in the new moon month season of. So I just wanted to point that out because this the Capricorn energy and the Taurus energy, it does flow. It is 120 degrees away from each other, mathematically, energetically. As far as you look at any chart, you would see that it's going to flow. That Earth energy in Capricorn is going to flow to the Earth energy in Taurus for our upcoming week ahead. So even though, like I mentioned with Shantae, you see how Shantae called up here? Bam! Just like y'all didn't even hear it because I was on mute. I was just mentioning that if y'all have heard Shantae call in before, you remember that Shantae's house burnt down. She lost everything. Still called up here, gave me a donation, encouraged y'all like she did earlier to give me a donation. We've never had that conversation. I've never asked her to do that. Certainly not after a catastrophe, so to speak, like, you know, having your house burned down. So that's why you can hear Dionysus, a whole Gemini. I'm here to tell you, I've met a lot of Geminis. Dionysus is the exception and not the rule. So to hear a Gemini, especially a Gemini male, speak on a higher vibrational realm that he chooses and decides to dwell in, you know, it's for me to ask him that question about his message. All Geminis have a message. I'm a Gemini rising and I got a message. I came here as a messenger. What is our message? His message just so happens to beautifully line up with mine. It has a whole lot to do with love, especially self-love, especially love of the creator, creator's absolute that has caused us to be here. So that we're beautiful manifestations of in all of our glory. He said he used the word spectrum. We are all beautiful manifestations on this spectrum of life called God, spirit, omniverse, the all. I don't know what word you want to use. I don't care. It's a spirit. It's an energy. It's a feeling. It's that water. Certainly, Scorpio, first of all, Scorpio, y'all are a fixed sign like Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius that I just mentioned for the week ahead. Y'all have the critical activations going on, so that's why I keep saying y'all sign. But, Scorpio, I want you to pay special attention, first of all, because Dionysus, as the Pisces moon and Cancer ascendant, he is and has had the authority. I'm telling y'all, never seen a Gemini like it. We're just willing to pass the mic. Unheard of. Sorry, y'all. I love when people are pleasant surprises. That just, especially because I studied this energy. So to see it manifest in a higher vibration, it's just a pure pleasure and delight. But Scorpio, in this most recent Wednesday word, the Death of the Devil Part 1, y'all have for a card in the week ahead, January the 17th through the 23rd, that starts today. Y'all had you're the only sign that pulled your own card. You pulled the Death card. You pulled the card of transformation, Scorpio. So any Scorpio placements in your chart, especially just even any water placements in your chart, you see, you know, the feedback that we got through beautiful, powerful Dionysus that the water energy is being activated as well. This full moon in Cancer energy is still relevant and prevalent until we finally get to the full moon in Leo on January the 28th. The water energy is still abounding. That's why Spirit has me speaking on it now. And I just want to look in the spread for the week ahead. Yeah, that's the only placements of cards I didn't mention. Before we got off of mute, thankfully. But I had mentioned we got the recognition and reward card governing our week ahead, January 17th through 23rd, the Three of Earth, along with clarified by the Knight of Wands, this fire, this initiating fiery energy. Like I said, we may need it. Taurus moon is going to be squaring Aquarius sun, both fixed signs, low vibrationally manifesting as stubbornness or just willful obstinance, and you just refuse to do something. In the highest vibration, it manifests as determination, and that's what I pick up from this Knight of Wands. It's clarifying the Three of Earth, that we are bound and determined to, firstly, recognize ourselves. Like I was telling Dionysus, a lot of people, they have no clue what they're here for. They don't know who they are. They don't know what their name means. They don't know the energy they carry. They don't recognize themselves. There's a reward for recognizing yourself and your ability, your ability to be bold, your ability to be courageous, your ability to initiate when and where you may need to. And in so doing, the reward is inherently in that. If you recognize yourself as who you are, you reward you. You're not sitting around waiting on somebody to validate you, reward you, award you, acknowledge you, recognize you. Happy-go-lucky, peace. I see you there in the chat. My husband is a 117. Oh, okay. My husband is a Gemini. Why does he take everything I say defensively? I'm not, you'll find if you listen to me for any length of time, happy-go-lucky. I love your name, by the way, especially the happy and the lucky part. Even the go, that's satisfying to my Sagittarius nature of fire. But I wouldn't attribute his defensiveness to him being a Gemini, and that's what I so just appreciate about what Dionysus just shared. If you happen to miss it, he's a Gemini son who just called in, and he, you know, was describing himself, and we even got to talking about the typical Gemini traits and characteristics that get thrown out there, and how he differs from that. So I would hesitate to attribute that. If you want to kind of reword your question, I absolutely don't mind answering it. But in the way that it's formed now, it would be very general and vague, and I would not necessarily attribute that to him being a Gemini. So, but if you don't get to respond back, you know, my prayers to you and your Gemini husband. I will mention this. Gemini is experiencing the week ahead, the Taurus quarter moon week through their 12th house. So for a Gemini, they experience Taurus through their 12th house. The 12th house is the house of self-undoing. The 12th house is, Dionysus just mentioned, he's got some energy there. They tend to, 12th house energies, I recently had very long, extensive interaction with someone who carries a stellium, which is a whole lot of planets, energies, points in their 12th house as well. So I'm pretty familiar with this energy. And I'll tell you this, this week ahead is probably not going to be very easy on him. Air signs, 12th house is a water house. It's the Pisces house. And air signs tend not to like to delve into that area. They're not the most emotional people you're ever going to meet, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. It's just not their nature. It doesn't mean they don't have access to that energy. They just tend not to show it. You probably would never see them cry. You know, they probably have really dry responses to things that are total tearjerkers to other people. So I said, okay, I understand. I think that he does change his mood in a heartbeat. LOL, that may be the Gemini energy. Oh, of course it is. Oh, that even Dionysus, you know, when he was describing it, I was totally picking up on it. Just the some people call it two-faced. If you're not familiar with the energy, you'll just chalk it up like that. Like I said, people would say about Scorpio, and I just can't relate because I was raised by Scorpio, you know, manipulative and sneaky and all that stuff. There's high, like he reminded us all, there's high and low vibration of every energy. You say, yes, he is very dry. I'm telling you, earth and air, yes, to call myself, I call him a two-faced. You call him two-faced? Well, it seems you're describing lower vibrational Gemini energy. And happy-go-lucky, what I would recommend to you, I see they're calling from the 917. If you'd like to raise your hand, go ahead and I think it's press 1 or something, and it'll show me that you've done that. But happy-go-lucky, it seems like he's manifesting very low vibrational energy. I'll go ahead since I appreciate you engaging with me even from the chat right here on the blogtalkradio.com website / Inner Peace Lighthouse. And for that, I'll go ahead and pull you a card for you. And even though you didn't really just ask me a direct question, except about his character, and my answer to that is he takes everything you say defensively, because it's a projection. He's got something to be defensive about. When I first started shuffling, the Four of Pentacles was at the bottom of the deck, which shows him holding on to something. That is a defensive stance. And most people who have that stance, I just have to say it, they tend to you, and you call them a two-faced now, so I feel more comfortable saying this, but most people that have a defensive stance, they tend to have something to hide. And so with you calling him a two-faced, you clearly already know that. The cards that came out as I was kind of going over that is the Queen of Swords and the Six of Wands. And I'm picking this up as you, happy-go-lucky, especially with that name. The Six of Wands shows this woman, like, you know, riding off into the sunset, kind of happy-go-lucky. She's victorious. She's vindicated. As long as you don't join him on his low vibrational frequency, then this reading is absolutely showing you as the Queen of Swords, much like Shantae, who showed up with the sword in her hand with the Justice card, aka karma. Everybody's going to get what they deserve. You're going to get what you deserve, and your Gemini husband is going to get what he deserves. And so, bottom of the deck, yeah, Eight of Swords. We can, especially like I mentioned with the Three of Pentacles in the week ahead, recognition and reward. The judgment card, the truth card we got the week before. Saturn, the Lord of Karma that governs this Capricorn new moon season. We just started on the 12th and the 13th. It's going to go until we get the Aquarius new moon. Let me give the date on that because that's the second time I said it. But give me all the date on Aquarius. Oh, new moon. But yeah, I mean, this is a very karmic time we're living in for so many reasons. And didn't, yeah, I got so much information. And I was just mentioning the 12th house week he's about to have. Give him whatever space he needs. Aquarius new moon is on February the 11th. What did you say? I do not join him in the low vibration. It brings me down. Of course it does. I don't like to feel upset for things I say that I know are not critical. Yeah. So, type in there if you can your sun sign, because I definitely would like to see it through your energy. And I have a feeling you're going to tell me air sign with all this air that done showed up. And then you're with air sign. I would hope so. But you're Capricorn. Oh, lucky for you. Yeah, and you're a female Capricorn, too. I love women Capricorns. Y'all are so amazing. So, yeah, very cool. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, and y'all, for the last 2 weeks, y'all have gotten this Two of Air card. That's why I said I was picking up air from you. And it's not because you're an air sign, because Capricorn's Earth. But because for the last 2 weeks, very grounded. That's beautiful. That's why I'm not even worried about it. Let me just tell you now and fast forward to it. I'm not worried about you. Caller from the 856, I see you. I'm going to wrap up with happy-go-lucky here, and then I will pick up the line for you. I do see you raise your hand. God bless you. Thank you for waiting patiently. Here I come. But because I'm picking up on the air, because Capricorn for the last 2 weeks, Dionysus in the chat, what's up? I love your energy. I can't take it. Excuse me. Capricorn I was picking up on air energy from you because for the last 2 weeks, y'all literally got the same card, Two of Swords, that shows a double energy of needing to make a decision. Twos, all the twos are about decisions that need to be made. And then the Two of Swords at that, the Two of Air, the Two of Mind, the Two of Mouth.
Y'all get to a Gemini, a high vibrational Gemini friend. Gemini is air as well. And happy go lucky, I pulled this Queen of Swords for you. Bottom of the deck, Eight of Swords. You are powerful. The Eight of Swords reminder at the bottom of the deck says to you. The whatever image you see of the Eight of Swords, this person is not really bound. They're only bound in their mind. They're one decision away, Capricorn, with the Two of Swords for the last 2 weeks. This is y'all. She's a whole Capricorn. This new moon is activating her powerfully. If I don't know the rest of her chart, but even if it's just her sun sign, that's going to motivate what she wants. It's going to motivate herself with how she expresses herself, how she expresses herself, how she expresses her will, what she will and will not do. The sun can also talk about what we want. And that's why you're showing up as the Queen of Swords, happy-go-lucky, because what you want matters. You are Six of Wands. You are going to... You are being vindicated. You are vindicating yourself on the power of your sword, on the power of your mouth, on the power of your mind, on the power of the written word, on the power of any documents that you may be considering filing. The power is in your hand. This sword is in her hand. She can, if she lowers it, it's a wrap. It's off with your head. You better hope she keeps it up in the air. For you. You better hope she keeps the light on for you, Gemini husband. Because she's got this sword and she's got the victory. You do, happy go lucky. So let me see, because I did cut this one. So let me just see if anything comes out just to wrap it up. Oh, something did come out. Another two, not going to play. Two of Earth at that. Now, this is you. You are the earth. You are grounded, like you said. The Two of Earth is, oh, it's one of my favorite energies, and it's just been blowing me and my mama's babies, growing mama's babies nation, just been the wind in our sails so far in so-called 2021. And here you are with this very energy, the Two of Earth. The card in this deck says movement, choices, decisions. All the twos in Capricorn been getting Two of Swords for 2 weeks straight. And this is showing the earth is the ground, and it's the earth is your body on this earth. So this card is about making physical decisions. Whatever decisions that you are being called to make, that you're mulling over, that you're going round and round, even with this Eight of Swords at the bottom of the deck, you could be feeling trapped, you know, with, I can't do that, you know, this is my thought, but then I say I can't, so then you trap yourself. You're being encouraged to make a physical decision, and bottom of the deck, just curious how it turns out. Oh, another two, of course. At the bottom of the deck, it is the Nine of Swords. I already said you're showing up as all these swords, and so is Capricorn. And it is the card of suffering and silence, but I also want you to know that it is also the card that says, I am okay. On any typical image you'll see of the Nine of Swords, it's not the Ten of Swords. None of these swords are in your back, you know. This is in your mind. It talks about anxiety. It talks about worry. It talks about fear. What happens if I choose all these twos, these forks in the road? What happens if I start going down the wrong fork? Well, hey, you can walk back. You can go up the other one. It's not the end of the world. Caller from the 415, I see you. You're in line right after caller from the 856, which I'm getting to now. Happy-go-lucky, you're okay. Whatever decision you make, you're okay. And I know that because right beneath the Nine of Swords is yet another two, the Two of Water, the Two of Cups, spiritual union. You're going to be so happy. You may have to push through the muck and the mire, Nine of Air, suffering and silence, feeling worried, anxious, fearful.
But if you go back and listen to the Wednesday Word this week, because I'm really getting into it with this Death of the Devil Part 1, Part 2 is coming up in the week ahead. Feeling fear, we all feel fear, anxious, worried, but we all don't entertain it. Some of us, like we learned in this past week, we stop it. We arrest it. We barricade it. We block it off. You don't belong here. I don't entertain fear. I entertain love, Two of Cups. I entertain union with my higher self that knows better, that knows that there's nothing to fear but fear itself. I'm in spiritual union with my higher self, my divine righteous ancestors, with Creator, Creatrix, Absolute, the God of all. So you're good. Or would you say, oh, wow, yes, I like to resolve with communication. If he will understand what he does, thank you. He needs to understand how I feel, and I need to speak it to him. If that's the decision you're being led to make, it'll be truly bliss. It may not be without, you know, the swords are not only thoughts but also words. It may not be, you know, seamless as far as the words go, but you just stay focused on your intention and your heart, because you're showing up as someone who's going to be, what you say will be vindicated. It may not be vindicated in him. That may be where the suffering may come in silence. You may not even speak it to him. You're with all your Capricorn energy. Capricorn's king, you know, you may not even speak it to him. But you will be vindicated, if for no other reason, because you finally made that decision, and it was a physical decision. You made a decision that you did something about, and you unified. You did come into union with your higher self as a direct result of that. And if you're vindicated in no other way and for no other reason than that, then that's everything. That's that powerfulness at the bottom of the deck with the Eight of Swords. You flipped the switch. You made up your mind. You decided, I'm not bound. I'm free. I just need to start acting like it. I just need to start making decisions like it, as a good Queen of Swords would. And with that, oh, thank you for being my best friend tonight. I love it. Happy go lucky. Oh, thank you for that. It takes courage for me to say how I feel. Yeah, you got it. You got it. Thank you so much. God bless you. We've got about 24 minutes left and probably just enough time to get the caller from the 856 first and right after caller from the 415. So let's get to it. Let me cleanse the cards. This has been just a beautiful surprise. It always is, y'all. Sade's and Sundays. Sundays and Sade, with her birthday just being yesterday, she turned 62. 6 and 2 is 8. That's abundance. We've already been getting those messages today. So the abundance don't stop around here. She even had the Eight of Swords at the bottom of the deck. The abundance don't stop around here. The cycle never stops. An 8 is just an infinity sign turned on its side. So the abundance definitely does not stop over here. KTBQ, thank you for joining the chat. Happy birthday. Whose birthday? Oh, for Sade, yes. Good looking out. Happy go lucky. Let it be a blessing to you that you would even put that energy out there. That's so beautiful. Yes. Happy birthday. We know around here, if you study astrology, you know that your birthday doesn't happen in a vacuum. Like, you really got 24 hours before your birthday and then 24 hours after and then the 24 hours of. So you really have like 3 days. So, yeah. It's still happy birthday, Sade Rocha. That's my girl, y'all. What an amazing reading. Dionysus, you're amazing. Caller from the 856, you are live on the air with your world healer, Mama Dada T.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, what's your sign? I'm a Sagittarius, by the way.
Capricorn.
I should have known. Do you know your Holy Trinity, your sun, moon, and rising, or just the sun sign?
I just know the Capricorn. I don't know the other stuff.
Okay. No, that's more than enough. That's a wonderful place to start. That's where I started. That used to be all I knew about my chart, but I got into looking into my chart and other people's chart, and I haven't quite been able to stop. So, Rosemaria, what brought you here today? You're looking to get info into something going on or that you're wondering about?
Oh, wondering about a friend, what the intentions are. He's not communicating or not calling back or talking back. So I'm wondering what's the intentions there. I know there's on both sides. I know we've been going through a lot. Well, the past year, me a little bit more than him last year, so.
Mm-hmm. Do you know his sun sign by any chance?
Scorpio.
Scorpio. I just had a word for Scorpio, and Scorpio in the upcoming week is going to be experiencing the lunation that's really characterizing our week ahead. It's called a Taurus quarter moon, and for Scorpio, that's impacting an area of their chart and life that deals with partners like you. So, say your specific question again, because you're just wondering, like, what you said, what he's thinking about you. Is that what you said? Rose Maria, did I lose you?
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm here. I did what his intentions now. Did the manifestation, learn my lessons, all that happy stuff.
Well, are y'all in communication right now? It's kind of looking like y'all may, as I was about to say, it
not
looks
right
like
now.
Y'all may not be, because it looks like communication is coming in. Y'all both want the mess out of each other. That's so funny. And all signs look like they're a go. And, I mean, the sun card is literally the best card in the deck, and it's the last card I pulled. And then the death card at the bottom of the deck, which is literally him, the Scorpio card, showing up. And so if you want them, you got them. I mean, do you have any more specific of a quit? Like, his intentions are toward you. There are a lot of twin flame, is what you may have referred to it as, twin flame relationships that are what you may have heard called in separation. And like you say, y'all haven't been necessarily communicating, at least not on the 3D, not on this physical level realm and dimension. And you as Capricorn, you thrive here. You thrive in the earthly realm. So a lot of times when there is separation or no contact or no communication, that that may not necessarily register with you, like physical, material, more earthly things would. But yeah, he's definitely, because he's showing up as the Knight of Wands too, which normally, like I said, the last time the Knight of Wands showed up in our week ahead, that a lot of times in a reader will automatically say, oh, he's a player. Oh, he's coming in and out. And it's like, yeah, I hear you, but right next to the best card in the deck, he may just be passionate about you. Because you came out the gate as the Six of Wands, and here he is matching your energy as the Knight of Wands, bringing the sun. You'll be so happy. That's what the sun represents. So, of course, you'll be happy when you find Page of Swords that showed up, when you finally get a message from him, when you finally hear from him, when you finally get to talk to him after not having talked for so long. Let me just see to corroborate, because I just like to double check in my other deck just to see if I'm on the right track, or is there like a plot twist? Hold on. I love that he's victory and success, of course. The Six of Wands again. You got the Six of Wands twice in two different decks. Victory and success. So the death card is him. I'm telling you, his upcoming week is going to feel very critical to him energetically. And this deck card at the bottom of the deck that is him, that is Scorpio, it talks about transformation. Most of the time, it's not really physical death, but it is usually transformation, and these transformations are extreme, a.k.a. critical. Like I said, with Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, he's Scorpio, so he's in that number of the signs of people that need to really take this upcoming week seriously. The last card that came out is the Conflict and Defeat card, Five of Swords, and Disruption, a.k.a. the Tower card at the bottom of the deck. So he's having some realization that it looks like it'll work out well for you and y'all in the final analysis, but I'm just here to tell you about his week ahead. Just give him, you know, energetically even, to where you're not even really just asking about him, even if you got cards yourself, not really pulling cards on him, not really pulling on his energy. But the best card that showed up for you in this whole spread is this Sun card, and that's the wisdom for both of y'all. This healing vibration, the healing energy of the suns and its rays, the healing energy of the sun can heal conflict and defeat, if that's what you or him are currently feeling. The healing rays of the sun can heal any chasm or perceived separation that may be plaguing you or concerning you or causing you fear, anxiety, or worry. You have nothing to worry about. You may want to consider taking a peek, much like he would be, and much like Scorpio, period. They're the sign of psychology, but just taking a peek, double check, you know, in the nooks and crannies of your own psychology. Like I said, that if this conflict and defeat card is coming up for you for any reason, that while you're waiting on him, you can be addressing some of that kind of stuff too. But it looks great. So yeah, give it everything, just like everybody else so far, in different ways. There's this thread of a message of divine time. If you follow this ministry for any length of time, you know over the last couple of weeks we've been getting towards messages of, you know, resting. And but in the week ahead, the energy shifts. And so if you have any work to do in this week ahead, know your work is to know, Page of Swords, know that everything is working out. And know that while you're waiting, as things are working out, that if you could also be working on any kind of last-minute stuff you may need to, this is actually a divine time to do it, and you'll be glad you did on the other side of this victory and success you got going on. So that's what I
got
have, Rose Maria. Okay, God bless
also,
you, and, yeah, check back
you.
In if you feel so late. You're welcome. Peace.
Thanks.
I love Capricorn. You're welcome. I love Capricorn women, y'all, because... No, I actually have Mars in Capricorn in an area of my chart that talks about, you know, sharing and healing and metaphysics and stuff, and even intense and deep bonds. One of my favorite roommates was a Capricorn woman. It's no nonsense. Like, there's no muss, no fuss. My Mars is in Capricorn anyway, so I'm inclined to, you know, be organized and, you know, schedules. I'm never really late, you know. God bless all my Capricorn women. Okay, I think hopefully I'm picking up the correct line because we've got just enough time, I think, to get to it. Let me clear the deck really quick, y'all. Thank you. Shout out to Shantae, Dionysus, Rose Maria. God bless y'all. Y'all just don't know. Like, the energy exchange is real. It's not about, that's why I do free reads, because it's not about, like, y'all are getting even for about 5-10 minutes, if I broke down my pricing structure and could, you know, say what that would be, probably like $30 for 15 minutes, you know? But I just love this, and it's my way of giving back, and I feel like everything is energy, and if someone really did need a break and just did need a free read just to check in and corroborate and confirm some synchronicities about the energy, that spirit would send them directly to the Inner Peace Lighthouse frequency. Like, it's your lucky day. Just like Shantae, this is the second time Shantae just happened to be, someone just told her to log into Facebook, and she just happened to see my post that I literally just posted moments before going on the air, so it wasn't like it's been on there all day. So yeah, what divine, when I keep saying divine timing on this broadcast so far, I probably said it 2 or 3 times, that's not just a catchphrase I'm putting out there so y'all, so, well, if I just say divine timing, then they won't try to get me to nail down. No, there's something happening in the cosmos We just had a great alignment, the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn that won't happen again for the next 20 years and won't happen again in Earth signs that it had been happening in for another 200 years. Kind of a big deal that we're setting off a 200-year cycle of Jupiter and Saturn aligning in air signs. And we've got a year full of Mercury retrogrades happening in air sign, the first one coming up at the end of January. We're already in the zone of it. So that's another heads up. I won't keep going because I want to give fair time to our caller from the 415 with the final 10 minutes in the show. But just know there's a lot going on. Whatever energy you carry, sun sign, moon sign, rising sign, whatever energy you're carrying, embodying, representing, there's just do it high vibrationally. And then you'll be one like my parent who carries the highest vibrational energy of Scorpio I've ever seen. I didn't know there was a such thing as an honest Scorpio. But I know it through her. I know it through her example, her life. I lived with her. I was reared by her. So you can't tell me about Scorpio. Maybe not the Scorpios you know and not half of the ones I've known. But this one right here, be the one. Be the one that represents your sign so well that people say, like Dionysus, how are you a whole Jew? You don't seem, you just, how, what? Caller from the 415, you're live on the air with your world healer, Mama Dada Tease, who I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight.
Hello, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. Did I get to talk to you last week?
It was, I think, the week before, but yes, I've called in once.
From California.
Yeah.
Hey, you're my Virgo Libra cusper. I remember you.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's me.
Ooh, I love it when y'all call back in.
I have a Taurus moon. I know that much.
Oh, you do know that you have a Taurus moon. So how divine it is for you to call back in. That's so perfect. How are you feeling? What's going on? You have an update, another question?
Yeah. It's been going all right. It's kind of been quiet week. So I'm waiting for, well, I don't have to wait for it, but I need to create some inspiration because January is just not my favorite month, but I just kind of wait for January to be over usually.
Okay. Okay. Well, so you're saying that from what we talked about last time, it's still pending, in other words. There's not really an update on it.
No. It's been...
Okay.
I've been kind of melancholy this past week. I've been just kind of sad about things.
Sad about kind of being in limbo or...
No, it's, well, just last fall, my dad passed away, and, it comes and goes. You know, when you're busy, you don't think about it, and then when it's quiet, it all kind of comes back, so.
Oh, yeah. The very thing that we're all having to do right now, or definitely certainly have been having to do, which is be still, pause.
Yeah.
You'll hear a lot of that in the Wednesday word where I'm talking about death of the devil, where... The devil really thrives on us being so restless and anxious and in the devil energy of temptation because we don't want to feel, therefore we can't heal. So instead we stuff it down with escapist tendencies, getting drunk and, just the marathon of our favorite show or just shows we've never even heard of, but we just need to watch something, so anything will do. But, there's wisdom in, for right now still, like I said, I think I'm seeing the energy shift in the coming week ahead. We've got this quarter moon in Taurus. Obviously, you'll be activating your moon, your mood, your emotions here, and leading up to, certainly, the 20th. Now, I do want to mention to you, also in the Wednesday Word, I pulled cards for all the signs, and the card I pulled for Virgo is the shadow card, a.k.a. the moon. So I certainly want you to watch out for your energy and how it goes and flows leading up to the 20th. I want you to be prepared energetically for a shift in your emotions, and the first card out for you would be the Five of Cups, because and the reason why I said I want you to watch out for a shift is because I want you to watch out for a shift in it feeling better. That's how you know you're not in devil energy, because that's one thing the devil, I've noticed the devil energy does not do. It does not improve. It does not get better. It does not grow. It does not go up the emotional scale.
Right.
And
true.
For you
based
with this
Netflix
shadow card, you can't. It's not going to make you feel any better. You're going to feel worse. You're going to feel like, how pathetic am I that I have to watch these other people's miserable lives to feel better about mine? Misery truly loves company. So, no, that the moral of the story with this shadow card for all Virgos that you're so powerfully representing, and with that Libra cusp, the Libra card for this week ahead is power. So I mean what I say I say you are powerfully representing this shadow energy, this moon energy, this mood energy that likely is going to get activated for you and your Taurus moon in this week. The Five of Cups talks about that very improvement I was just mentioning. That you, this, the Five of Cups is a card about being sad. But the moral of the story, the message of this Five of Cups is the two cups that are still intact with all of their liquid,
right,
with all of the water inside, with all of those emotions. Don't deny your emotions. Whatever you're feeling, whatever journey your emotions have been taking you on, trust me, Dionysus said it himself about, you know, being emotional all day. I've been crying for about a week. I just, in the past couple of days, I've started to get some relief, but I've been crying all day almost a week.
All right.
Our emotions, our emotions, a.k.a. our mood, the moon, these moon phases, just like this quarter moon this week, the moon takes us on a journey. And so he also referred to himself as a bridge. If you can, there's a bridge in this card. If you can cross the bridge from whatever emotion you've been in and endeavor to move up the emotional scale, we're not looking to jump from completely devastated, sad, anxious, worried, and in this low place to exuberant on top of the world and everything's great and wonderful. We just want to move up a notch from crying all day. And I know, like I said, with me, a lot of mine is I'm literally channeling other people's emotions. I'm not even really sad for me. But if we can even move, even from empathizing with other people and moving it up from, just like with Shantae, somebody who didn't know her story, they may heard her house burn down and their immediate reaction is to feel sorry for her. But when you mature emotionally, you begin to see how that's unproductive as well, just like binging, watching some show. You know, in a low vibrational way, we all need downtime, and some of these stupid shows are just perfect for just not thinking about something for about a good 15, 30 minutes to an hour just to reset your energy. But I just mean someone who's using it in a devilish way, temptation as an addiction or an obsession to avoid dealing with something else. So I just want to encourage you, especially with your other card that came out being the Magician, you are right where you're supposed to be. If you trust that and go with that, you will see, like these two cups left over in the Five of Cups, that there is power and pricelessness and treasure in what you have left. All of your cups aren't knocked over. Everything you're feeling is not for nothing. And with the Knight of Wands at the bottom of the deck, it just kind of corroborates that. It can be a real vehicle to take you somewhere. While people are trying to hide from emotions and not feel stuff and avoid feeling, if they only knew the power in it. Money, emotions is water, currency, flow. Emotions are tied to money. If you don't want to feel, not only can you not heal, but you may get some money, but you may get somewhere financially or in society where the fact that you have refused to deal with your emotions, it won't be able to keep you there. And that's when we have the Ken Lays of the world and all these other people that get in these fancy positions and it all, like the tower, much like the tower, comes crumbling down. So I'm just, you know, I'm waiting with you in many ways, I'm feeling with you while we wait in many ways. But we're just like I forgot who had the two of Earth. It must have been But this idea of sailing and floating, which the two of Earth talks about, if it came up today at all, I take it as a message for all of us. Just to go with the flow of this water, the moon, the shadow card that Virgo got. And if we do that, if we can find that comfort in just sailing and floating, not knowing what's coming next or, you know, exactly, not knowing what's coming around the corner exactly, especially with this quarter moon coming up this week, we're all turning a corner. We don't know what corner we're about to turn. But I encourage you to stay focused on healing energy. You got the heartache and loss card, three of swords. Stay focused on healing energy. Then stuff like that, the three heartache and loss and the sadness card, it won't bother you because you'll find the wisdom in it all. You'll find the magic in it all. And this last card, the eight of water, emotional withdrawal, further corroborates that when you walk away from something that's not making you happy anyway, there are miracles and blessings in store. Get to us to the sacral chakra card is at the bottom of the deck. So I just encourage you to focus on healing while you got this three of swords, which is a healing card, healing heartache and loss. Spirit wants you to specifically focus on your sacral chakra in the coming week. And you're amazing. Thank you for calling back and just updating us. Even if the update is that you're still waiting, we're still waiting with you. And it's making us feel a lot better that we're not waiting alone. So thank you.
God bless you. And it makes me feel better that other people were crying all week long, too.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much. Talk to you again really soon, okay?
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. You're welcome. Bye. If you're still on the line, y'all, it just cut me off on the internet. But if you're still on the line, I just want to wrap it up and say thank you. We ran over time today, but it was all in divine time. And just like we got that amazing message pretty much all broadcast long. Thank you, Shantae. Thank you, Dionysus. Thank you, Rose Maria. Thank you, Anne. Shantae, I'm about to drop that link on social media right now. Thanks for the reminder. And God bless everyone tonight. We see you in the chat, Lightwitch 20. God bless you. Thank you, Lightwitch 2018. Thank you for joining. Next Sunday, guys, another episode of Sundays and Sade next week.